Speaking freedom. Speaking freedom. Giving you the answers to be free. Be free. Be free. 'Cause we're speaking freedom. And we're live online from KC.
Why would I switch it a death for a pit?
Hey!
If I shot my plug, I'ma make it work. Run the shooters, different style, make it work. Rich, hip, fit, I don't even know. So, I know.
Insecurity.
Cause goddamn boss lady, my whole goddamn, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But anyway, so okay, today is January the 8th. And as I'm walking through the store, let me click her ticket before the thing come up. As I'm walking in the store, I see a white guy. And I think I know for sure that I did a video on this already one time. And man, I hate being out. Okay, first off, I don't like driving. This is not a part of what I was gonna say or about it at all. It just sounded weird to say this is not about a part of what I was going to say. So, I don't like driving. I super duper hate being out in a damn rain. Just in general. But then I even more don't like driving in the rain. I mean, at this point, I just don't like driving no more, period. It gives me anxiety a little bit sometimes. So sometimes when I do these videos, it really just be calming to my mind. But instead of listening to a song or doing all that while I'm driving, it's kind of, for me, this is soothing because I'm able to get my thoughts out. And being able to get my thoughts out is what eases my mind. Most times. So if I don't leave it swirling around in my own mind, like if I just say, talk about what I need to say, or what I'm thinking about heavily, then it's just, you know, okay, well, let me do this. And since I'm driving and it gives me a little bit of time to think to myself a little bit, I get out the bed, I wake up, make sure my kids is doing what they supposed to be doing. And then, is this TMI? Nah, it'll be all right. It'll help somebody. And then I damn think to myself for a second, do some rounds, follow up on the gang, make sure everything is everything, because you never know what's going to come up next. So check the morning paper, but in digital form. And then I go on about whatever I'm thinking about, what we're going to have for dinner, thinking about extra shit, thinking about getting out the bed, and then I go back to doing whatever I was doing, then think about getting out the bed again. This is how my day goes. But I hate laying in the bed, so most of the time, instead of just laying in the bed when I'm tired or I don't feel like moving around, I go and I lay, sit on the couch. Again, borderline TMI, just because every day isn't the same. This is the general thinking of how my day goes. And I don't even know how I got to that shit, because I'm sitting here supposed to be talking about goddamn what I'm supposed to be talking about. Over here talking about something totally goddamn different. So maybe I should start this video over again. How about that? That might be a good idea. That might just be the move that I need to make. Or I could just go ahead and say what I was going to say. First off, they got this little speed trap in Fairburn going towards the post office. Oh, I've been wanting to talk about this. You get off of going 55 miles per hour and go on a side street that the speed limit really should be about 40, 45. And the reason why I say it should be 40 or 45 is because you are getting off of an extremely busy street, like a fast going street. They did just put the what's the name over there where you gotta stop so that people could get out the sad street that I'm on. But when I tell you that they sit down there waiting, knowing that people had just got finished going 55 miles per hour. So if they coming around that bend, 9 times out of 10, they gonna be going about 45 at minimum. Or they're gonna continue the speed that was on the other street. And it's not like a regular residential street. It's actually, and look, it's here they go right here, ready to goddamn get somebody. Then the other day, I was at motherfucking Food Depot, and these niggas was hiding behind the Food Depot, ready to motherfucking give a person a ticket if they came out of Food Depot, did a pause, and then went on to do whatever they was gonna do. I did a video where I was like, man, I see this dude getting pulled over, and it's kind of wild, da, 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 da. But child, that speed trap, you gotta consciously shift your mind from going 55 to 35. That's 20 mile difference. You gonna always give people tickets right there because that's a speed trap and they coming over a fucking hill. So they got to speed up to get to the hill, to get over the hill. And then once they get to the hill, then they'll slow down a little bit. But they gotta get a chance to get to the hill first. If they can't get to the motherfucking hill, or they gotta go up the hill at goddamn 10 miles per hour. Like, that don't even make sense. So, dear city of Fairburn, Georgia, particularly the downtown area, city hall, the mayor, whoever you are, I'm gonna end this video here. I would appreciate it, and your constituents would appreciate it. And there should be a petition somewhere, but I'm not gonna be the one to start it because that's not my role. To make that speed limit at least 45, because it's unrealistic to think that somebody can stop doing 55. They just been doing 55 down the whole busy street. Both streets is off other streets that's at least 45 miles per hour, if not 55, because they are industrial and rural area type streets. Now, 10 miles, slow down a little bit because you in a different type of neighborhood is one thing. But even if it was 15 miles, even if it went from 55 to 40, but to 35, that is nothing but a speed trap and a way to generate ticket for people who having slow turnaround time on meeting their quotas, which everybody knows that I'm already against quota-based policing, especially in urban type of areas. But overall, okay, so that's how this video gonna end, and we're gonna do this again when I get finished what I'm doing.
Speaking Freedom presents Good Head Group, providing advanced spiritual studies and personal developmental insight, brought to you by Love Gang and Speaking Freedom. We look forward to helping you grow in all the areas of your life. We hope that you find all the information needed for your growth. God bless. Please listen to all disclaimers provided. If you are currently under physician's care, please maintain that relationship. This is not intended to stop your current treatment plan. If you need physician care, please seek out medical attention. Please note, all results are based on the individual's ability to adapt and adjust to any given environment and situation. We are not responsible for your results at Speaking Freedom. The life enhancement coaches at Speaking Freedom provide information to help you grow. You are responsible for maintaining that growth, taking on and then applying the information to your individual life as you deem needed and necessary. This may contain and explain explicit content. Please use parental discretion. For best results, you will need an open mind, the ability to research, and a balanced lifestyle.
Please join us daily for your inspiration and motivation.
We have the entire world to offer you at your fingertips. Your life enhancement coaching specialist. Thank you for choosing us to assist you in accomplishing your personal and professional goals. And have a beautiful day. In love, we trust. This is brought to you by Good Head Group, Love Gang, and Speaking Freedom. We thank God for you, and we love you.
Hi, I'm Casey. Dr. Casey, to be exact, owner of Speaking Freedom LLC, Love Gang, and Good Head Group LLC. I am also a certified life coach and host of Speaking Freedom Radio and TV. Although I have recently became an ordained minister, please be aware that I am still me, raw and uncut the way God made me and allowed life to shape me. I pray and expect God to use me for people who can receive the way I communicate, as well as my delivery. I am not for those who are already saved, religious, or super deep. I am for the leaders, hustlers, and street influencers around the world, including pimps, killers, drug dealers, and working girls. I am sharing my experiences and perspective to help someone be inspired to be better, and for those who can identify with the various aspects of my mindset. My mindset alone does not determine the status of any active connections or current relationships that have not already been specifically addressed. Additionally, these recordings should not be taken personally if I have not already spoken to you about the topic or expressed that I have an issue. These recordings are a part of my life's work to document my experience, perspective, and to see how life has shaped me. My plan in using my stories publicly and socially is to encourage growth in those who can identify with the experiences and find inspiration in my life to heal and overcome the path that they've been set on, no matter what they face, as according to the purpose of their soul, until healing takes place. Despite the experiences that I may have had with any person, sometimes known and unknown, I hold no grudges, no hate, no bitterness, or any other ill feelings against anyone. I pray that your life is whole and very fruitful. I forgive you, as I hope that you forgive me if I have wronged you or anyone that you know or anyone who listens to me. I pray that you have peace and extend the same grace to others. I have love for everyone, especially on a human level, despite flaws or experiences. But that doesn't mean that I will associate or be close to every human that I know or meet. I've experienced a very eventful life and truly believe that my mindset and story based on experiences could help those who identify with how I think and are looking for inspiration to grow further, go beyond hurt, and be great. I pray that these recordings bless you and your soul in every way and whatever way God has intended. Sending love and light to all. Thanks for listening. Achieve your dreams.